Praise the Lord. This thing we've been talking about 2 weeks ago, about the gift of the word of knowledge. Every child of God, all of us, God talks to us. God talks to us. The problem we have is many of us have not discovered how God talks to us. Between you and God. Every one of us that pray to God, because when you pray, He answers. Every one of us that pray to God, especially in that area where you have been praying, He will be telling you things concerning that matter. But sometimes we are too careless to catch the message. Now, what the area I want to mention is, sometimes you see a very familiar face. Maybe your husband, maybe your wife, maybe your child, your friend, your mother, your father will appear in a dream to attack you. Now, generally, because we don't feel evil, we don't believe that that person can attack you. Therefore, you wave it away and say, the enemy is using so-so person's face. It may be your pastor. It may be your minister, group leader, whosoever. I want to say this, to take note, that don't dismiss such revelations. Don't dismiss such revelations. Now, if every revelation you have is a prayer point. Now, God will not give you a revelation when you don't have wisdom to handle the revelation. Because our God does not give you revelation to create problem. That's why we need wisdom. Whenever you have somebody close around you, somebody you are believing, you trust, and you want to make a commitment that could hurt you, God will reveal it to you. Either through dream, through prophecy. I'm not talking about the one that somebody will come and give you thus said the Lord. That one is straightforward. The one that God will tell you by Himself. All you are supposed to do is your attention is called. Whenever you see it, begin to watch that person. Don't go to that person and say, I see in a dream last night. You came to attack me. Spiritual battles are not fought like that. Like foolish women who will see their husband. If they suspect, say, the husband, they go out with one woman. He can't jam one love text from one woman. The most stupid thing you can do, married women, is to go and fight that man. If you fight him, he may even be begging you, I'm sorry, that he will even lie on top and do this one. Then you are fighting him, because why I say you should not fight him is, fighting him will not stop him from relating with that woman. He can swear for you now, I will never go to her again. Then when you believe him, you know what he will do? He look at you and say, Kai! I'm not such a stupid rich like this. I can't forget this text for this fool. Next time, you don't go know. You have only made him to change tactics. You have only made him to package himself well, so that you don't go know. So, fighting him does not bring the solution. I'm talking to Christians. you should do is go first to God. First. Father, my husband, oh, he's unfaithful. Father, my husband, oh, he's unfaithful. Look for where that girl is. Look for where that woman is. Look for the phone. For her phone number. Trace her address. Go and look for her. You are going out with my husband. You are a woman, who, what you are doing to me, one day, it will come back to you. If you don't want me to curse you, leave my husband alone. Do you know what? The woman is going to call the guy. The guy does not know how you knew it. How did you see it? My God told me. How you take no? You will not know whether that phone. But if you say that your God, he will be more afraid. Now, so only thing what they do. My wife, God, they tell her. I'm giving one woman here now. Wisdom. Okay, you fight, the thing stop. You are pizza. When you are pizza finish, you are hoster to him. The girl is there to be more loving. So that you're going to come more and more and more. Don't mind. I told you that woman is useless. Honey, you marry lion, put for house. You still say now, woman, you marry. Then the man is walking on him, walk plus. The way he give a chop plus all the incantation on top of his head. Go to the Lord. Apply wisdom. If the woman, what you feel, see, do her. Go to the net. Get in Facebook. Get whatever, Twitter, whatever it is. Send it back to her. Meet her and tell her, if I curse you, know it will work. But I will not curse you. So that you leave my husband alone. But if I catch you again, you will know that I'm from Isekinisi. Oh, Kija. If you don't say you're from Kija, you know what you mean. She could immediately know what you mean. So also, when you see God show you the face of anyone, whether or not they will use that face, don't just throw it away. Don't accept that. Don't go to the person. Stop telling people what you are seeing in the spirit. Like that. There's no wisdom in it. You only make them change tactics. Okay, but it's using my husband's face. I know it is not my husband. Fine. Then pray this prayer point. When we are doing family deliverance each year, and I told the Lord to tell somebody the name of the person when they do it, because we wanted to do a particular ministration so that you know which name to call. He said he had a voice giving him the name of his uncle. And then he said, sir. So this was the prayer he prayed. Because the problem is somebody has decided that they should not roof a building for years. A completed building. So he said, stood. He was sitting somewhere around here. He said, whether na Amadio, the name he had. So you see, whether na Amadio or any other person, we say, we not go live under a roof. Let that person too not live under a roof. You don't settle the matter. You will say, no, cannot be Amadio. Or maybe another Amadi. Cannot be this Amadi. No. Why my husband face? My Pekin face? See, there are some people that spirits, they walk through them, they don't know. Do you know that person wake body odor, know the smell? Person wake body odor. They know the smell. They smell. Now other people, they smell. Anywhere he enter, confusion. But he's comfortable. So there are some people that there are demons that are around them that attack people. And they don't know it. You don't know where they pick and from come. I'm telling you something, though, is wisdom for this year. Look, if this year cannot be the same like last year again. So let's just watch some things. Whatever you are believing God for, let's apply spiritual wisdom also. Apply spiritual principles. Play your own part. It's not everything that is only just prayer, 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 prayer. There is wisdom also. There's wisdom also. As a brother that, you know, is very striking testimonies around him. Very serious ones. When you come around him and he tells you certain blessings he receives. And then, I said, he was telling me, he said, some brother here again, he said, brother, you dey pray, people say you dey pray well. He said, the level I walk with God now has gone beyond prayer. He said, it is the life I live that is giving me what I have. And I said, that is a powerful one. Because there are some prayers you pray, they are just noise you are making. Just noise. A prayer that does not pack up with a life, following the spiritual principles. And there's a principle for every aspect of our life. And in operating all these principles, you must also apply the general one that every one of us must have, wisdom. Pray for wisdom. Because in evil giving, you cannot prosper except you give. But there are crowns, some seeds that when you sow, nothing will come out of it. So you also need wisdom to know when to give and when not to give. Who to give and who not to give. So there's still wisdom to prosper. Because you are seeing somebody, Kuro, you know he's doing you 419. He says he's a minister. Bring money so that we'll go and remove something from your compound. Bring money. No true servant of God will charge you before praying for you. No. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that brought us salvation, healing, deliverance, redemption is not for sale. It's not. If the person charge you, he is not using the genuine gift of God. He's using a babalawo gift. And every babalawo gift, there is something he paid to be able to have it. So he's charging you to make profit from it. But anyone that is a true servant of God, none, I repeat, none. And I keep saying it here, because no matter how I say it here, there are some people that are ordained to be everlasting mumu. No matter how I talk here now, if somebody come, even in this church, demonstrate one small power. Anything tell you to do, you will do it. Anything. The children of God are not like that. They are called God's elect. How many of them are here? God's elect. Nobody can fool you. Put down your hand first. I didn't expect everybody to put up your hand. You know where you go before you finally reach here. You know the fee form, pay registration before you see prophet for some churches. He said that spirit will be so close to the original one until, if it is possible, it will deceive the very elect. The very elect. We can never be deceived. You can't deceive me. My life can deceive me. Can deceive other people. My eyes have been opened too far for all that nonsense. Because there's one man that I was listening to on television during the weekend from somewhere, Warrior or so. And he was speaking like I'm speaking now. He said the gift is free. Freely you give, freely. He said even the day you people see him begin to tell you, say, bring money before he pray for you. He said, wrong! While he's saying like that, at the corner of the television, there is a bottle of anointing oil. Sign and wonder oil. For sale. I look and finish. I laugh. The congregation, they will clap. And then after clapping, they will go and buy that oil. Sign and wonder oil. sign and wonder oil. From where you come from? Sign and wonder oil. Special handkerchief. Now that one is the use. Somebody went to Europe. I heard it recently. Wait, from Nigeria here. Is that Nigeria or Ghana? Went there. And did something with handkerchief. Kept about 50 or so. They say 50. Is it 50 or 100 handkerchief? Pastor Uche, you did it at that time. Where Uche? Muche. Well, now you tell me, Abi. Now you tell me. And you were for that program now. You were there. Now you tell me.
You don't preach.
For Germany. And so, he do it abracadabra, finish. Then he calls some people, say, come and touch this oil. I mean this handkerchief. After they called, the nothing come, the anointing was too much. The anointing was too much. He tried to come, the anointing was too much. Then he laughed. He said, if you want to have one of these handkerchiefs, it starts from how much? 500 euro. 500 euro. Come and pick it. One of them, pick one. Hungry people. They're looking for deliverance. They are no paper. Nothing. Suffering, frustration. In Europe now, so much frustration. And then they come. Okay. 300, 400 euro. Come and take. Handkerchief. To wipe sweat for sale. Collected all the money he wanted to collect. The problem is not that man. The problem are the people sitting down there. Mumu. Praise the Lord. Because you will not read this Bible, you won't know how to walk with God. And you won't know how to walk with these serpents around. And don't think I'm talking like this. It's because now you know this ministry. This ministry is about 17 years old now. And what I'm preaching now is what we have been preaching all these years. So don't think, say, I just begin preaching. In fact, I got harder as more people were coming here. So that certain people will not come here. I've been saying some things. There you go, vex you go. But this place is not for everybody. Purposely, I will talk at one kind. That somebody go vex so that only those who want to serve God will go. Inside the prison yard, 1989, I gave my life to Christ. There, I read my Bible. There, I came across the ministry of William Brown that they say is false. There, the prison yard, there are no church on us. Different churches, they come. Every day we get fellowship. Different life will come today, tomorrow, Baptist will come. Next tomorrow, another group will come. I sit down in the congregation. I don't know Bible. Any minister that comes and says anything contrary to the scripture, at the back there, excuse me, sir. You quoted, I was a thorn in their flesh. Any minister coming to that church will prepare himself first. Because the thing was, I was having a complex. This will be teacher because we'll be prisoners. We don't know anything. Come talk anyhow, we see. We will teach you Bible for here before you go. After all, you don't have the time like we have to read the Bible. We have more time than you. Government, they feed us. Government, they give everything there that government they give us. So, free. We they go play football, play lawn tennis, play when you're tired, chop, sleep. So, we use all the time, those of us who give our life to Christ, to study. Another one from Assemblies of God, they will come one time. Excuse me, sir. You have been speaking in tongues, we have been waiting for interpretation. No, we are praying in the spirit. I quote 1 Corinthians 14, read it. He said, if you have no interpretation, Speak to yourself. Is that not Bible? Oh. My time, you will feel deceived. I know my Bible. Come and meet me. I want to go and meet one. I'm going to greet somebody in the church. Say, go see my pastor. He said, but you know, you go feel for first. He's a prophet. Then he give me form. That time, how many years ago? He said, they pay 15 naira for form. I said, for form. That time, this church don't start like 1 year now. For form. Before I see pastor, free form. He said, that's what everybody they see. I want somebody to know how to walk and not be deceived. Apply wisdom. Apply wisdom. Any revelation you see is a prayer point. It's not to make you hate anybody. It's a prayer point. Take note of it. As you pray, God talks back. That's my emphasis. And pray that God will be able to reveal to you how He ministers to you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Who is coming here today for the first time? You have never been here before. Can you stand up? Let's clap our hands now. They are coming for the first time. Eh? They are coming for the first time too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Those of you standing here, today is your first time of coming to this church. We welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is not a one-man show ministry. Please be seated. God bless you. This is not a one-man ministry. This is a five-fold ministry. This is not a denomination. That's why the brother that was in my office this morning, you asked me, the brother that came from Mountain of Fire School, you're over there. God bless you. You asked me if we have a branch in London. And I say, we are not a denomination. We don't have branches. And we will never have a branch. Because it is unscriptural. Praise the Lord. Okay. And this church is a five-fold ministry. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11. Apostle. Prophet. Evangelist. Pastor and teacher. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Verse 12. For what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Praise God. So this is not a ministry where you call, you're looking for the man of God. But there are the men of God here. Men and women of God are here. Praise the Lord. And so here, we have pastors in this church. Here, we have evangelists. Here, we have teachers. Praise the Lord. Here, we have prophets. There are many, many. And we allow them to minister to the people because this is not a family church. It's not a family business. There's nothing I am protecting here. Amen. I am not like a denominational person. I'm afraid that if they get to know Igbo too much, then Igbo will break the church and tear some people away and go and start his own. That's the reason why they don't allow anybody to minister again. Once you are anointed and they discover it, they will tell you to leave before people will know you. Now that is their church, not the church of Jesus Christ. Here, amen. Praise the Lord. And we have taught the people to remain in their calling. Praise the Lord. And that's why when you come to my office, and you say, I don't understand my life, Pastor. I don't know what is happening. I don't know how it is. I will say, sit down. Jerry, go and call me Professor So. Because now prophets will be handling your case. Me, I not be prophet. So I will not sit down. Because I don't see small. Then I will just sit down like this. They shake my head. When I look your shoe, where I'll say, spirit of poverty is disturbing you. How does nonsense they do? Nothing like that. Amen. And every one of us here, the ministers, we know our gifts. The prophets too, when they see finish, they know the level they reach. They will still carry their own again. Call me the Igbo. Let me be the prayer for your wife. They were attacking the wife. He brought her to me. I said, sure, you say you get mandate. Are you praying now? That is how it is. Praise the Lord. That is how the body of Christ is supposed to function. So when you come here, and we will not give microphone to somebody that we have not confirmed the ministry. Anyone that stands here and is ministry, connect. That is the grace. God has blessed us richly in this ministry. Ministers, men and women. Some of them, you don't know that they operate in their prayer groups. We have 7 prayer groups here. And they come regularly, night vigils. They handle a problem of members of their groups and the general church problems. So feel free. And also, when we open up the door like this for everybody to operate, you expect carnality to come in. You expect Satan to smuggle his own, to spoil the ministry. Any bad experience you have with anybody, please let me know. My phone numbers are everywhere. Among those of you who came here today, all of you, is there anybody here in this atmosphere you have never ever been baptized? Can I see your hand up? Stand up, make I see you. But you go to church or you have never baptized. Come forward. Who again? You have never, ever, ever been baptized. Come on. You have never, but you go to church, but you have never baptized. Which church you go?
Fruitful Vine.
How long?
2014.
Which church, sir?
Born Great
Church.
Yeah. Egypt.
Born Great. How long, sir?
It's about a long time now.
Long time. Born Great. What of you, sir?
Grace of God.
Grace of God. For how long?
Almost 4 years.
4 years. What of you?
Assemblies of God.
Why have you not been baptized?
I've not been serious to be attending
the church.
You
have not been serious to baptize. Okay. But have you been paying your tithes?
No.
You know we pay tithes.
Yes,
what are offering?
I used to give up.
You don't make vow?
No, sir.
No. You know be Christian, John. You call. Why have you not been baptized?
Sir, I'm not too much going to church.
You know you go to church too much?
Yes, sir.
Where do you go too much? Where? You must be going somewhere too much now. Nightclubs.
To say the truth, sir.
Before you want life for him.
Some days I will enter church, but some days I cannot make it. That is why.
Okay, what of you, sir?
I'm not around, sister. I just came in.
You are not around. You were in the moon.
I'm not in Nigeria. I just came in.
Where you go church? You know
they there. They are not. They don't have freedom of worship there. They don't have freedom of worship.
They don't have worship.
Freedom.
Freedom. Oh, okay. Saudi Arabia.
China. China.
China. China church.
No, they approve only Catholic. Catholic.
So you don't go Catholic? What of you, sir?
As Catholic is my church.
Catholic. Why you never baptized?
The last year that I should have baptized, The Reverend Father, you say that I'm not come. When you check my attendance, say that my attendance is low compared to my. But this thing, so I should wait for this year.
Your attendance to church.
For catechism, this thing. For catechism class.
Catechism.
Class.
You were not attending regularly.
Yes.
So he refused to baptize you.
Yes.
So you have started going regularly now?
He said I should start from that year to this year. That
you should be coming regularly.
Yes.
But you pay your tithes.
That, you know, in Catholic, we used to offer tithes, like first Sunday of the month.
You pay, I'm sure.
That sometimes I pay.
That sometimes they pay.
Yes, sir.
That's why your name don't register. What of you?
I've been working with someone, so I don't have time to go and baptize.
That person don't go to church.
The person they go to church.
You want to follow and go to church?
The follow and go to church. Only on Sunday that I used to have time.
Only on Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what of you, sir?
A synagogue.
No, I said, why have you not been baptized?
That place, if you, before you go see somebody who go baptize you heart.
Eh?
Yeah, before you go see somebody who go baptize you heart. So
why?
Before, if you go to church, you go sit down, they go pray and go, and pay your offering and go. That's the thing, you are going to synagogue. That's why I don't want to go to that place again. That's why I come to this church.
How long were you going to synagogue?
Last year, January.
Before last year, where did you go?
Synagogue are go.
Before last year?
Before last year, I know they go to church at all.
You know they go to church at all?
At all.
Your case is serious. What are you? Why have you not been baptized?
Where I live, there is no African church here. It's far from me. So I'll
not only African church that they baptize.
They will ask for some documents you cannot provide.
Before you become church member?
Yeah.
You go, why you never baptized?
I baptized when I was a child, but I want to re-baptize because I want to change church.
You were baptized now only as a child. Now only people who never baptized at all, now they are one sin. You baptized as a child now.
Yes.
Go first, I will talk to you after. You go.
No, sir. No, sir, I've not been
baptized. How old are you?
13
years. Now you say I never baptized. Now you reach to baptize now. Which one do you go to?
Joyful House Assembly Ministry. Joyful House.
Joyful House. In Lagos here?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Do they baptize there?
Sir?
In that church, do they do baptism?
I don't know.
You don't know? You're in the children's church? You're in the children's department?
No, sir.
Okay, God bless you.
I've not baptized.
Why you never baptized?
Nothing, sir. Nothing, sir.
Nothing. Which church do you go?
Grace of God.
Grace of God. Then they baptize there now. What of you, sister?
Don't be baptized.
Why? I want to know why. What of you, mommy?
No, I'm not baptized.
And why? I want to know why you have not baptized.
Nothing.
Nothing. Which church?
I'm of Christ.
Eh?
I'm of Christ.
I'm of Christ.
Yes, sir.
For how long have you been there?
How long?
Eh?
3 years now.
3 years now. Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay, I just wanted to talk to you closer here. You can go back to your seat. You can go back to your seat. Just listen to me for 5 minutes. Okay, is there anybody sitting there in the congregation here? You have been baptized, but it's not in this church. If you did not baptize in this church, how many of you? But you have been baptized, but not in this church. Can you stand up? You have been baptized, but not in this church, but you have been baptized. I want 5 troubles more. But they will never. There are some people that love their pastor more than Jesus. Now then I want 5 troubles. They will vex now. Amen. Sorry, that's what they do for this church. It's different from your church. But please don't bear it with us. And if I offend you, I ask for forgiveness. Why you sit down again? You stand up now. You can't sit down. Why you sit down? You know what? You don't want to be vexed. You don't baptize?
For Catholic.
For where?
Catholic.
Catholic. You baptize for Catholic?
Yes, sir.
Any other person, when they stand, if you baptize for Catholic, I want to tell some of you here, Catholic baptism is wrong. It's unscriptural. So go and rebaptize.
Yes, sir.
So if you are standing here from Catholic, please sit down. Thank you very much. Sit down. No vex, so I'll prove it to you that you are wrong. Catholic, they started that error. Then other churches follow. What of you, Molly? Assemblies of God, they baptize wrongly. Eh? I'll prove it to you. If you are from assemblies, sit down. If you are from assembly, sit down. You baptize wrong. On scriptural baptism, assemblies of God. Sit down. You from?
Anglican Church.
Anglican Church baptizes wrongly. They don't baptize according to the Bible. I'll prove it to you. If you are from Anglican, please sit down. All of you.
Ark of God Prayer and Deliverance Church.
I don't know it. Sit down, listen to me. If you are from Ark of God, sit down. You come.
Deeper Life Church.
Deeper Life baptizes wrongly. If you are from Deeper Life, sit down and I'll prove to you that Deeper Life baptizes wrongly. Okay, because of time. If you are from Four Square, you baptize in Four Square, it's wrong baptism. Four Square, sit down. Go again. Redeem baptizes wrongly. If you are from Redeem, sit down. Go again. Mountain of Fire, you baptize wrongly. If you are from Mountain of Fire, sit down. Go again. Eh? Watchman baptizes wrongly. If you are from Watchman, sit down. Go again. Eh? Winners baptizes wrongly. Sit down.
Sanctify Mount Zion Church.
I don't know. Sit down and listen to me.
Christ the King Lutheran Church.
Lutheran.
Christ the King Lutheran Church.
Lutheran Church. It's a Lutheran church. Wrong baptism. Go again.
Sanctify Mount Zion Church.
I don't know them. Sit down first.
God's Grace Ministry Church.
God's Grace.
Yes, sir.
God's Grace. Let me tell you why I say they are wrong. They baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. They put inside water, they bring you out. Some of you, they sprinkle water. Some of you, when your mama born you, God mother will come carry you, God Father. Go, infant baptism. They are wrong. God's Grace, wrong. You too. Yes?
Christ Ascension Church.
I don't know. I don't know about that. What are these, sir? Eh? Soul Winner. I don't know them. What of you?
Apostolic Church.
Apostolic Church. Sit down. They baptize wrongly.
Trent.
Eh?
Trent.
Trent baptizes wrongly.
Apostolic Church.
Apostolic Church baptizes wrongly. Sit down.
Church of God Mission.
Church of God Mission baptizes wrongly.
Living Word Church.
And a woman is the archbishop of that church. And it's unscriptural.
Living Word CPS. Church.
Hey, where you did correct water baptism? You had our broadcast on air on the television. Where were you baptized before you saw us?
Before I baptized in Equa.
Equa. Yeah. Equa baptizes wrongly.
Yeah.
That's why you had the teaching on television.
Yes.
And you went and you called us.
Yes,
okay?
Yes,
you called us, please. Is there anybody that can baptize me correctly in Jos? And we gave you the phone number of that church.
Yes, sir.
And you went and you corrected your baptism.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Sit down.
Yeah,
baptized correctly.
CPM.
What of you, sir?
Praise the Lord.
Uh-huh.
So I would have sat down since, but I really want to get correction from the statement of this baptism. You have been saying this church is wrong, this church is wrong. I've been baptized in many churches. many churches, as long as I go, they say the other one is wrong. Then I said, okay, let me do your baptism. Today, now I'm here, and it's wrong. So I want to know how wrong it is. So that
okay, you will hear it now. You will hear it now. Let's see that you will hear it now. What of you? Who else?
CPM.
CPM baptizes wrongly. Sit down. Yes?
I was baptized by a minister of this gospel in Warri. Late Pastor Tietie.
Pastor who?
Tietie in Warri.
When you said this gospel, what do you mean?
I'm talking of the Bride Fellowship.
Thank you. How did they baptize you?
They baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Clap your hands now. He baptized correctly.
That's where I was baptized.
Yes.
Christ Ascension.
I don't know. I don't know
Christ Ascension.
I don't know about it. What of you, sir?
Christ Embassy.
Christ Embassy baptizes correctly. Then they baptize correct. But they know the prayers correct. They baptize according to the Bible, but they don't believe in holiness according to the Bible. So they baptize correctly. It's the only baptism we talk today. Praise the Lord.